Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 8th. You'll be interested to know, 39 years ago, today in 1986, The Oprah Winfrey Show premiered nationally, heralding a new era of empathetic storytelling, personal growth, and cultural connection, a radiant milestone in media history. This joyous moment celebrates human creativity, communication, and the power of authentic voices to inspire millions. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with 2+ feet waves rolling in. Conditions stay clean until around 11 when the wind shifts on shore, causing a change to fair conditions. By 1 o'clock, it gets choppy as the wind picks up to 8 miles per hour. Expect those choppy conditions to continue through the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming mid-tide when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 11 seconds and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 5.5 feet just before 10:30 a.m., followed by a 1/2-foot low tide just before 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start off clean with waves around 2 to 3 feet on Tuesday, ideal for beginners. Wednesday maintains similar sizes but turns choppy in the afternoon, making for a less favorable experience. By Thursday, expect consistent conditions with fair waves, although choppy at times, keeping the surf rideable throughout the day. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 69 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:08, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:34. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, clearing by mid-morning, followed by mostly sunny skies, with a high near 73, and a gentle breeze from the south-southwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 20. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 11 p.m. with partly cloudy skies, a low around 65, and light winds from the southeast. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog before 11 a.m. on Tuesday, then mostly sunny skies with a high near 71. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 65. Wednesday brings mostly cloudy skies with a high near 69. Wednesday night will remain mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Thursday stays mostly cloudy with a high near 69. Patchy fog is possible after 11 p.m. on Thursday night with a low around 62. Friday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m., then turns mostly cloudy with a high near 70. Friday night may have patchy fog after 11 p.m. with a low around 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the city of Los Angeles has purchased the historic Griffith Park Carousel, a crown jewel where Walt Disney first dreamed of Disneyland, for $1 million. This beloved merry-go-round, which last operated in 2022, will undergo significant repairs before it can reopen. Originally built in 1926 and relocated to Griffith Park in 1937, it features hand-carved horses by renowned artist Charles Loof. The restoration is part of a broader effort to revitalize Griffith Park ahead of the Olympic Games in 2028. While a reopening date is yet to be announced, the carousel remains a cherished piece of local history. Now on to sports. The rematch of last season's AFC divisional round game between the Baltimore Ravens and Buffalo Bills did not disappoint last night on Sunday Night Football, as quarterback Josh Allen led the Bills to overcome a fourth-quarter 15-point deficit and win 41-40. The game shifted in Buffalo's favor when Ravens running back Derrick Henry fumbled on Baltimore's 38-yard line with 3 minutes and 10 seconds left, allowing Buffalo to recover. Allen completed a 4-play drive, culminating in a touchdown run with 1 minute and 58 seconds remaining. The Ravens failed to score on their next possession, leading to a game-winning 32-yard field goal by veteran kicker Matt Prater. Allen finished the game with 394 passing yards and 2 touchdowns, while Lamar Jackson had 2 touchdowns and 70 rushing yards. In local sports, yesterday morning at Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, the Dodgers won over the Orioles 5-2. Otani hit 2 home runs, and Betts added a solo shot. Kershaw earned the win with 5 2/3 innings pitched and an earned run average of 3.83. The Dodgers finished with 10 hits, left 8 runners on base, and committed 0 errors. The boys in blue improved to a record of 79-64. Tonight, the Dodgers open game 1 of a 3-game series against the Rockies in Los Angeles. The pitcher has yet to be determined for the Dodgers. Chase Dollander takes the mound for Colorado, holding a 2-12 record with a 6.77 earned run average. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 with clear skies and a temperature of 76 degrees expected at game time. On to the NFL. On Sunday, Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford made history by becoming the 10th quarterback in NFL history to pass for 60,000 yards. He achieved this milestone with a 6-yard throw to wide receiver Puka Nacua during the fourth quarter of Los Angeles' 14-9 victory over the Houston Texans. Stafford tied Matt Ryan as the second fastest player to reach this mark, trailing only Drew Brees. Rams coach Sean McVay called it an unbelievable milestone, while Stafford reflected on the journey, appreciating the sacrifices of those who helped him along the way. He completed 21 of 29 passes for 245 yards and a touchdown in the game. In top news, influencers have described propranolol as a magic pill that eases nervous jitters in various settings, with prescriptions rising, especially among young women. As Erica Fisher prepares for her wedding, she considers taking a beta blocker. She notes that many have had a good experience with the medication. Propranolol, approved by the Food and Drug Administration in 1967, is now the fastest-growing pill for stressful situations, increasing prescriptions by 28% since 2020. It reduces physical anxiety symptoms, although it is not FDA-approved for that purpose. While generally non-addictive, propranolol carries risks, including fainting from low blood pressure. In business news, oil tycoons are betting big on Donald Trump, and it is paying off. The administration is opening land to drilling, rolling back environmental restrictions, and hobbling renewable energy, despite a drop in crude prices. Millionaire Harold Hamm celebrated Trump's election, having donated tens of millions of dollars, believing in a pro-fossil fuel agenda. The administration is approving new gas export terminals and proposing to remove environmental regulations. While oil prices hover near $62 a barrel, executives see the turbulence as a price worth paying for their agenda. Environmentalists are alarmed, claiming these moves will fuel climate change and increase energy costs for consumers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged over the weekend at just over $111,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just over 4,300. And XRP is up 3% to $2.88. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google is warning its 2.5 billion Gmail users to enhance their security. While there are claims that users should change their passwords due to a breach, this is only partly accurate. The actual advice is to stop using passwords entirely. The breach originated from Salesforce, where hackers obtained business-related Gmail data, but no credentials were stolen. Phishing and impersonation attacks have surged, with Google noting that these tactics account for roughly 37% of successful account takeovers. Users are advised to switch to passkeys and enable two-factor authentication for better security. In a world of constant breaches, vigilance remains crucial. Entertainment news. Get ready. The Leonardo DiCaprio movie, One Battle After Another, that was filmed in Sacramento and other locations across Northern California, is opening in theaters this month. With a release date set for September 26, the action film also stars Sean Penn, Benicio del Toro, Regina Hall, and Hiana Taylor. Written and directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, the plot centers around a former revolutionary reuniting with old associates to find his missing daughter. The estimated filming budget is at least $130 million, making it Anderson's most expensive project to date. The film will be released in IMAX and standard formats nationwide. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Dale Carnegie. And he said, "Success is getting what you want. Happiness is wanting what you get." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings Venice Beach.